Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on rebuilding a think-style Amen variation from scratch. In this session, we're not just chopping up a break and looping it. We're making it feel like part of a real drum and bass record. That means it has to groove, breathe, and most importantly, work around the vocal. Because this lesson sits in the vocals area, keep this idea in mind the whole time. The drums are not the star of the conversation. They're the response. The vocal leads, and the Amen variation answers back. That call and response relationship is a huge part of modern DNB, especially in darker, more arranged styles. So let's build this like a proper track element, not just a drum exercise. Start by setting your project to 174 BPM. That's a great home base for this style. Before you do anything else, set up your arrangement structure with clear phrase markers. Think in 8-bar or 16-bar blocks right away. That helps you build like a producer, not like someone endlessly auditioning loops. Create a few tracks. One drum group, one bass track, one vocal track, one FX or Atmos track, and one resample print track. Even if your vocal is just a placeholder phrase or a chopped snippet, keep it visible in the session. The whole point is to make the break react to the voice. On your drum group, drop in a basic chain, drum bus, EQ8, and a glue compressor or compressor. Don't worry about making it huge yet. Just get the skeleton in place. Now bring in your Amen break. Don't automatically use the first clean bar you find. Listen for a section with character. You want a bar or two that has some ghost notes, a strong snare, and a bit of natural movement. That's the stuff that makes a break feel alive. Once you find the right section, slice it to a new MIDI track. In Ableton Live 12, you can slice by transient or by 1/16 if the break is messy. After slicing, open the drum rack and look for the useful pieces, kick, main snare, ghost snares, hats, little cymbal hits, and any noise tails that add texture. Now make two MIDI clips from that slice set. One will be your main groove, and the other will be your variation. For the main groove, keep the snare landing where you expect it, usually around the classic backbeat feel. Let the Amen's ghost notes fill in the gaps, but don't let every slice play. That's a really important point. If the break is too busy, it stops sounding heavy. In this style, restraint often sounds bigger than complexity. A good starting move is to keep the backbone simple, snare on the main accents, kick supporting underneath, and only a few ghost hits. Leave some empty space. Silence is part of the groove. If the break needs more modern punch, layer in a few one-shots. Add a tight kick under the Amen kick, and maybe the clean snare or clap under the main break snare. You can also add a short rim or top layer if the backbeat needs a little more snap. Use simplers for the one-shots and keep the layering disciplined. On the snare layer, high-pass around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't clutter the low end. If the kick layer feels boxy, cut a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the kick sub is hanging too long, shorten it so it doesn't smear into the bass. Velocity matters too. Ghost notes should stay soft, maybe in the 35 to 70 range. Main backbeats can sit much higher, around 90 to 120 depending on sample headroom. That dynamic contrast is what makes the break feel human and intentional. Now let's shape the groove itself. Ableton's groove pool is really useful here, but use it with taste. You don't want to flatten the break into a perfectly gridlocked loop. A little swing goes a long way. Try something around 52 to 58% swing, and keep the timing changes subtle. If you're working directly with MIDI slices, manually nudge a few hits. Push one hat slightly ahead to create urgency. Put a ghost snare slightly behind the grid for drag. Leave a tiny pocket before a vocal phrase so the line can land cleanly. That's where this lesson becomes more than just break chopping. We're building phrase awareness. The break should behave like a supporting line in the arrangement, not like a loop trying to dominate the whole mix. Now let's make the variation actually answer the vocal. In bars where the vocal is active, thin the break out a little. Remove a busy hat slice. Drop a redundant ghost snare. Keep the hits that matter most, kick, snare, and maybe one or two signature break flicks. Then when the vocal leaves space, bring the energy back up. Add a tiny fill. Restore some hat chatter. Let the break become more animated for a moment. This contrast is huge. If the vocal says something emotionally important, the drums don't need to keep talking over it. Let the phrase breathe. Then hit back harder when the vocal pauses. That's how you get a track that feels arranged instead of looped. You can also carve the break around the vocal with EQ8 on the drum group. If the break is competing with consonants or the presence range of the vocal, try a gentle cut somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Don't overdo it. Just make a small pocket. If a slice is mostly noisy and not adding body, high pass it above 120 Hz so it stops cluttering the mix. A really useful mindset here is this: if the vocal line feels intimate and dark, the break should support that mood, not crowd it. If the vocal opens up, the break can open up too. Once the edited groove feels right, resample it. Route the drum group to your resample print track and record the output. This is a big step, because it turns a bunch of sliced pieces into one coherent performance. Resampling gives you a few advantages. It freezes the groove, makes the texture feel unify, and lets you process the result like a finished record element instead of a pile of edits. After you print it, try some gentle processing. Add a bit of saturator, maybe around 1 to 4 dB of drive. Use drum bus lightly if you want a bit more bite, but keep it controlled. You're not trying to crush the break. You're trying to make it feel glued together. A nice trick is to duplicate the resampled track and make a dirtier copy. Keep one version cleaner and more intelligible, and make the other slightly more crushed or saturated. Blend them together quietly. That layered blend can make the break feel bigger without destroying the transient shape. Now, even though this is a drum-focused lesson, the bass matters a lot. The break only feels right if the bass and vocal are leaving each other room. Use a bass chain with operator or wave-eatable, then auto-filter, saturator, and EQ8. Keep the sub-mono. Keep the low end clean. And if the break is busy, simplify the bass rhythm instead of forcing both elements to fight each other. A classic DNB move is to let the vocal phrase lead, then bring the bass in as a response, then let the amen variation hit after that. That interlocking relationship is what makes the whole drop feel like one conversation. You can also use automation to make the section feel alive. Tweak an auto filter on the drum group during the build and open it into the drop. Add a little extra drive on drum bus in the second half of the phrase. Throw a short reverb on a snare before a transition. Mute a hat slice for one bar before a switch up. These small moves create a sense of motion without needing a bunch of extra layers. The key idea is that automation is arrangement. It's not decoration. Now let's talk about glue and punch on the drum group. If you use a glue compressor, keep it subtle. A ratio around 2 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, and just a couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough. You want the break to feel unified, not flattened. With drum bus, use drive lightly, keep transients controlled, and only use boom if the kick really needs extra weight. Then check the whole thing in mono. If the hats disappear or the snare gets weak, that's usually a layer balance issue, not a compression issue. Now turn the pattern into a real 16-bar phrase. A strong layout might look like this. Bars 1 to 4 are stripped down and vocal-friendly. Bars 5 to 8 are the main amen variation under the vocal. Bars 9 to 12 get fuller and more intense, and bars 13 to 16 either lift into the next section or strip down for a reset. Add one switch up somewhere important, maybe a half bar fill before bar 9, maybe a one beat stop before the vocal returns. Little details like that make the arrangement feel deliberate and pro. And here's a really useful coach note: think foreground versus support. If the vocal is the lead actor, your amen variation is the camera movement and lighting. It should enhance the scene, not demand attention every second. Also, keep at least one recognizable break signature in there. Even after slicing and layering, preserve a few of the original amen's characteristic hits or timings. That identity is part of the magic. Use silence as a rhythmic tool too. Sometimes removing one ghost note or one hat hit creates more excitement than adding another layer. Negative space is part of the groove. If you want to push this further, you can create three versions of the same break. One clean core groove, one ghost note support layer, and one noisy top layer. Then mute and unmute those across four bar sections. That gives you evolution without losing the core identity. Another great trick is to make phrase pickups. Add a tiny fill in the last 1/8 or 1/16 before a vocal line ends. That tiny detail can make the next bar hit harder without changing the whole groove. And if you want more movement, offset a few slices slightly off the grid. Push one hit a little early for urgency. Pull another slightly late for drag. Tiny push-pull timing changes can make the break feel much more alive. So to recap the workflow, set the tempo and phrase structure, slice the amen, rebuild the groove with restraint, layer carefully, make space for the vocal, resample the result, process it lightly, and arrange it in a way that supports the emotional arc of the track. If you do it right, the amen won't sound like a chopped loop. It'll sound like a finished DNB phrase that knows exactly when to speak and when to get out of the way. For practice, try this quickly. Build a four-bar groove with one main snare, a few ghost notes, and one small fill. Add a mock vocal phrase. Rebuild the groove so it leaves space for the voice. Resample it. Make a dirtier version. Then arrange both across 8 bars, with the first half simpler and the second half fuller. Check it in mono and make sure the kick and bass still have their own space. That's the core idea. Build it like a conversation, not a loop. And once that clicks, your Amen variations will stop sounding like edits and start sounding like records.